This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. What are you doing this holiday weekend? Going to the beach? Lighting up the grill? Binge-watching something? Cuddling up with a good book? WHYY's Jen Kinney pulls together our new Things to Do section at WHYY.org, and she is here with me to share some of her picks for what to do in the region. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jennifer.
Tell us about the Things to Do section and what readers will find there.
Yeah, we're trying to do something a little new. On any given day in Philadelphia, there's so much happening. There's all the classics that we know about, but then there's so many things happening off the beaten path, performances and shows. So I'm here at WHYY to make some suggestions for things to do around the Philadelphia region. We're talking arts and culture, pretty much anything people do in Philadelphia on their time off.
That's terrific. You have a list in front of you this morning. Let's take a look at it.
Yeah, here in Philly this weekend, you have lots of opportunities to remind yourself what this holiday is for, with a number of memorial tributes and parades. Add this one in. The Museum of the American Revolution, which just opened up last year, I actually haven't been yet, they have a new exhibition up this weekend exploring the lives of Revolutionary War sailors. Entry is free this weekend for veterans and service members.
Oh, that is good to know. What about some standard kickback ease into the summer activities?
Well, if you're not going down to the shore, but you're craving that boardwalk vibe, you could spend a whole day just on the Delaware River waterfront. There's the Spruce Street Harbor Park that's open again with its hammocks. There's the Summerfest at Penn's Landing, which has a roller skating rink and carnival rides. And the Tall Ships Festival is back in town. So if you stick around, see all those things, if you wait till nighttime, you'll even catch fireworks over the river.
Which night are the fireworks?
That's Saturday.
Okay, Saturday night. I love it. Now for a moment, take us to something that's sort of marked as a different experience.
Sure. So the Philadelphia Tango Fest starts tonight, and it runs through the weekend at the Lithuanian Music Hall in Port Richmond. There's classes for everybody, whether you're totally new to tango, like me, or you're an experienced dancer. You can come with a partner or meet people to dance with at a couple mixers happening this weekend. There's even a milonga almost every night, where you can dance tango until 4 in the morning.
I don't think I know what a milonga is.
That's an event where tango is danced.
Very good. What's beyond Philadelphia's city limits?
Well, if you head up to Trenton, New Jersey on Saturday, you can catch the 5th Annual Pork Roll Festival. It's a celebration of everyone's favorite processed pork product. There's vendors serving up their takes on pork roll. There's a recipe contest and even a competition to crown the pork roll queen.
Okay, I guess being a vegetarian, that might not be up my alley, but some people will get very excited about this. Of course, for some people, Memorial Day weekend must include a trip to the beach.
Of course, the beach speaks for itself, but if you're going down to the shore, check out the Wildwood International Kite Festival. It's totally free. It happens from Friday to Monday. Tonight, there's a show of illuminated kites flying after dark, and then there's demonstrations all weekend. On Monday, there's even an indoor kite flying competition at the Wildwood Convention Center.
I stumbled upon that one year. It is fantastic. I highly recommend that. Now, Jen, for people like me who wait till the very last minute to make any plans, there's a lot to consider. So this has been very helpful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. And if you go online, WHYY.org, we've got guides with all of these suggestions and more.
And what about down the road?
You can expect more from us, things to do here in Philly and around the region, and we want to hear from you what you like to hear from us.
Okay, perfect. Jen Kinney brings together our new Things to Do section at WHYY.org.